Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
and
it.
You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
5:35, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Monday. You hear there's some movement up there in D.C. to get the federal government reopened. We'll continue to follow that. Obviously, we've got a lot of federal employees who are listeners to this program. I certainly do appreciate it. What is going on with the Heritage Foundation? Now, I've been a conservative a long time. I have been a broadcaster for a long time. I've been active in various and sundry things for a long time, and I've always looked at Heritage as a great resource. The last month or so, I've been absolutely appalled, and I've continually asked, as you know, what the hell has happened to Tucker Carlson? Was he always a Jew hater? Did he just hide it very well at Fox News? I don't know. But I do want to know exactly what the connection is now, and I will tell you that Mort Klein, who's one of the best people I've ever met, fine man, great American, president of the Zionist Organization of America, he is on point with this, and I'm so happy he could work us into his schedule. Mort, it is always, always a blessing to have you here, my friend.
Well, it's great to be with you. I just came from last night's ZOA National Gala with Miri Adelson, Ambassador Leiter from Israel, Ambassador Danone from Israel, and Leo Terrell. So it was a tremendous night, and in it we discussed the Heritage Foundation. So I'm happy to talk about it as you wish.
All right. Well, first of all, I need an invite for the gala next year. Let's do something happy. We'll cavil about that first, and then we'll talk about this. So I have to ask you, in all candor, Mort, you and I have been involved in public affairs, if you will, for a long, long time. I look at Heritage now. I don't really recognize why they have this continuing relationship with this guy, Tucker Carlson, who it just seems to me is letting his inner Jew hater out now for everyone to see. So what is your sense of this?
When I used to watch Tucker Carlson every night on Fox when he had his show, I would remark to my wife, the man never mentions Israel. No matter what extraordinary event is occurring in Israel and the Middle East, he ignores it. I said, I don't understand it. Now, I see it's clear that he has enormous hostility toward Israel. He has said himself that Christian supporters of Israel have a brain virus and are acting in a heretical manner to Christianity. And he dislikes them more than anyone. That means he's saying that Ambassador Mike Huckabee is a Christian heretic. He has a brain virus. Donald Trump has a brain virus. Ronald Reagan, Secretary of State Rubio, yep, the Secretary of Defense. It's a horrific statement. And he also says the U.S. sends money to Israel so Israel can intentionally murder Christians and blow up churches. A vicious anti-Semitic lie. And even on Iran, he said those people who are urging Trump to destroy the nuclear facilities in Iran, which threaten the United States of America. Remember, Iran screams in their rallies, death to America, death to Israel.
Right.
He says those people who are fighting against Iran are warmongers, and those who are trying to stop action against Iran's nukes are peacemakers. But not only does he himself make these outrageous statements, he has had a dozen guests on his podcast making the most extraordinary statements that you just can't believe. They praise Hitler, yes, as being awesome and cool. They praise Stalin, who murdered 45 million people. They call for death to Jews. They deny the Holocaust ever happened. They attack Charlie Kirk because he's pro-Israel. And they urge that all pro-Israel Republicans be thrown out of the Republican Party. And when these insane things, crackpot statements are made, what does Tucker Carlson do? He either nods in agreement or he says nothing. So he lets it pass as if it's okay. And Kevin Roberts, the president of the Heritage Foundation, said those of us like me who criticize Tucker Carlson for the outrageous statements he's made, we are venomous people. I'm not allowed to criticize Tucker for these horrifying statements. We're venomous. And Kevin Roberts added, we are promoting someone else's agenda, meaning I'm promoting Israel's agenda. He accuses me, a loyal American citizen, of dual loyalty. And he says he will always be close to Tucker Carlson no matter what. So we have simply said that Kevin Roberts must retract, apologize, and condemn Tucker Carlson and end all relations with Tucker Carlson at the Heritage Institute, yeah, or he has to resign. Otherwise, we at ZOA, who are involved with programs at the foundation,
right,
we're out. So those are, in a nutshell, what's going on there. It is quite disconcerting.
What are you hearing from other folks in this space, Mort? I want to remind everybody, Mort Klein, president of a ZOA, Zionist Organization of America. We just saw that Michelle Bachmann has resigned from the board of directors, yes, at the Heritage Foundation. Are you getting a sense that other people there are saying, Mort, you're right on this. If he sticks around, we're out?
Not only Michelle Bachmann, a former congresswoman, left, and she's an ardent Christian and conservative.
Right.
Stephen Moore doesn't deal with Middle East issues. He's an economist. He said, I want nothing to do with Heritage anymore. It will taint me as the Jew hatred has tainted them.
Right.
Other people have left. Many of the donors I share with Heritage have told me no more money for Heritage. They've lost a substantial amount of donor money,
right,
in the last week and a half. And the Esther Project, which is a project at Heritage fighting anti-Semitism, have said this is so outrageous, we're leaving Heritage.
Wow.
This Esther Project on anti-Semitism now wants nothing to do with Heritage. And there are other people seriously considering leaving. The Republican Jewish Coalition has condemned them. And the National Association of Orthodox Rabbis, 2,500 of them, they've left the Esther Project like ZOA has.
Right.
So more and more people are now leaving Heritage, and it is high time for Kevin Roberts to be fired if they don't say Tucker Carlson will have nothing to do with Heritage anymore. Tucker Carlson has become a Jew-hating, Israel-hating bigot who should not be... He shouldn't be in anyone's polite company anymore. He's become that vicious.
It is so bizarre to me, Mort, to watch him, to hear him now. I look at his transformation, if you will. The same thing with Candace Owens. I have not heard such vicious lies, quite frankly, since the last time I read through the Protocols of the Elders of Zion. It's just vile garbage.
It is hard to understand this remarkable transformation from being normal by Candace Owens to becoming a Jew hater.
Yeah.
Normal, of sorts, by Tucker Carlson becoming a Jew hater. Steve Bannon has become hostile to Israel. He used to be extremely pro-Israel. He spoke at my dinners, and he's become hostile.
Wow.
What is causing this transformation?
Yeah.
Is somebody paying them off? Is this Qatar? I don't know. I have no idea, but it's so extraordinarily bizarre. There has to be an explanation rather than just changing their mind about policy. I mean, Tucker Carlson in his last show called Bibi Netanyahu, the Prime Minister of Israel, an evil man. Evil? All he's done is been fighting the Hamas terrorist group so they can't continue to launch bombs, missiles, and murder thousands of Jewish people. That's not evil. Was Franklin Roosevelt evil when he fought the Nazis? No. He was fighting to try and stop them from being able to hurt us. And he doesn't call Mahmoud Abbas, the head of the Palestinian Authority, evil, doesn't call the head of Qatar evil, or the head of Turkey evil, when they really are only the Jewish prime minister of the Jewish state of Israel. This is called anti-Semitism.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Yep. Yeah, it is one of those things, Morton. I mean, here we are commemorating Kristallnacht. Right. I mean, just a commemoration the
yes.
other day. We look at what happened then. We know what the what happened after that. That was just the beginning. People don't fully understand. And I must tell you, and, you know, you're sitting here talking to a very proud Jewish man who is determined to live out the phrase never again, never again. I look at this. I worry about our people who are saying exactly the same things that were said in pre-Nazi and early Nazi Germany. Oh, it can't happen here. There's nobody that evil. I can't even imagine it. We're the most advanced country. All this nonsense, which we're still hearing today. We're hearing it in droves. We just saw Jews in New York City voting for a guy who's told them, frankly, he hates them and he would like to globalize the Intifada.
This new mayor of New York City, this is really frightening, because he has praised the Holy Five, the Holy Land Five. These are people who were convicted of raising $12 million for Hamas, and he says, "I love them." He has refused to say that he's against murdering every Jew on earth. He won't say it, because that's what the extreme Jew haters have been saying. He condemns Israel for every action imaginable. He says he's going to stop the Cornell Technion program in New York City, which has brought thousands of jobs in New York, because the Technion is a university in Israel. This is a very bad man. He has really shown that bigotry, he's disguising it as principle. Yep. The hatred is being baptized as virtue. Hostility for Israel, according to him, is now indicating decency. It's very dangerous. He must be condemned and attacked. And by the way, at our dinner, Elise Stefanik, who's running for governor, has publicly and bitterly attacked him for this. But this is something that has to be stopped now, or it can grow. We cannot allow this to fester. And as the head of Hamas said, Mahmoud al-Zahar, in a podcast 6 months ago, said publicly, first we're going to kill all the Jews, next we're going to kill all the Christians. This is the head of Hamas. He said, first the Saturday people, next the Sunday people. So we're all in this together. It's not just the Jews. So I'm urging everyone to speak out against this nightmare of irrational Jew hatred that we're experiencing in so many parts of America and so many parts of the world.
Mort, for folks who want to learn more about all of this and want to learn especially about ZOA, Zionist Organization of America, maybe step up and help as well, what is the best way to be involved?
Go to our website. You'll learn more about this than I even just spoke about with you, ZOA.org, ZOA.org. And there's a place there to contribute to help us promote these truths and fight this hatred, evil against Jews and against Christians. And if you go to our website, you will learn all the details about this heritage issue and all the details about Mamdani, the new mayor-elect of New York City, a man who publicly says we must boycott, divest from, and sanction Israel, and who was a founder of the viciously evil anti-Israel organization Students for Justice in Palestine at Bowdoin College, the college that he attended. This is one of the most evil, dangerous people ever been elected to an important post in my lifetime in the United States of America. We've got to fight this before it grows any further.
We do. All right, Mort, I'm going to ask a favor as well. I'm going to need you to come back soon. I mean, in a week or so, keep us updated. I mean, every week, every 2 weeks, whatever works on your schedule. But my God, people have to hear about this. They have to hear about it from you because ZOA is absolutely the tip of the spear on this one, my friend.
Well, I'm happy to come back, and we're still putting pressure on Kevin Roberts. By the way, one of the people that Tucker had on was Nick Fuentes, a Holocaust-denying lover of Hitler and Stalin. How do you have him on your show? How do you give him a platform? I will tell you, David Duke is thrilled with Tucker Carlson. Louis Farrakhan is thrilled. Even Donald Trump, when asked about him, you know what Donald Trump said? Tucker Carlson has become very clearly a kook. That's the word that President Trump has used about Carlson. He's a kook. And Carlson and Trump used to be very close friends.
Yep, yep. And I think kook is a very kind assessment there.
It is.
Mort, God bless you, my friend. We will talk again soon. That is Mort Klein. He is the president of Zionist Organization of America, ZOA, so that everybody understands some of the strongest, most passionate, most active Zionists in the world are Christians. And according to Tucker Carlson, he hates you the most. I don't know, and I don't know why Heritage is staying in any way connected to him. So we will get Mort back, Germ. Make sure we get Mort back maybe in a week or so. Get the updates. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
and
it.
You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.